Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Manuel Avalos.
Thank you. Good morning, good evening, everyone. This is Manuel Avalos from IBM Mexico, and it's a pleasure to talk to you today about a complete end-to-end archiving solution that is a joint effort between IBM Enterprise Content Management and the STG and Tivoli groups. In the agenda, page number two, we're going to be talking to you today about IBM Smart Archive strategy. Also, we are going to be introducing to you the IBM Information Archive appliance, the value and benefits of this particular solution, and then I will turn over to Servando Varela to cover the ECM overview and applications, and then the value-added services, and we will wrap up with the summary and contact information for you to know. Moving on into page number three. Perhaps at this moment you already know about this IBM Smart Archive strategy. This is a very compelling approach that IBM is putting together. As you can see, we have a lot of sources of information that needs to be collected and archived in a systematically and intelligent way. We have papers, reports, content, data, email, and so on and so forth. But we in IBM have a set of components and solutions and products that can help our customers to really archive in a very smart way all of this set of information. In the center of the screen, you can see the different products that we can offer, like, for example, customer configuration, appliance configuration. We are going to be talking to you about information archive that is part of this particular offering. We can also have archiving as a services. Of course, we can also offer to our customers a very intelligent way to collect, classify, and manage all of these amounts of data. In addition to that, we have tools and products that can help our customers to search for records in order to be in a compliance mode. We can also do analysis of the information and e-discoveries. And in addition to that, we have these value-added services that can help our customers to manage the entire operation and system and data. So moving on into page number four, this is just one customer quote. As you can see, this IBM Smart Archive strategy, it's very well received in the market. So we have, as stated here, a lot of products and services that can help our customers to gain storage savings, to gain operational efficiencies, and of course to be in a legal risk, very good posture. And of course we need to mitigate those risks. Moving on into page number five. As you can see here, we have a set of different products, like a common store, Optim, SAP, archiving data, content collector in order to classify the data. We have different ECM repositories. IBM Information Archive is going to be one of them, and I'm going to elaborate about this solution in just a minute. And also we have different tools and products about enterprise records and e-discovery analytic set of products. Now, let me move on into the introduction to the IBM Information Archive. This is what we are calling the next generation of information retention solution. This particular appliance solution will be universal, scalable, and very secure. We are intending to have this repository for customers that can store data in an structured or unstructured way. The data can be in a compliant mode or non-compliant mode. This is very flexible. In addition, this is going to be an integrated archive appliance. We are combining the best technology we have in IBM in terms of Tivoli software, STG hardware, and services. The data will be protected in order to meet the most stringent retention laws we have in the different parts of the world. Actually, this appliance will be also certified by external agencies such as Cohasset in Americas and KPMG in Europe. And finally, this appliance will be addressing the retention needs for companies that are in the mid-size and enterprise set of clients. Let me talk now in page number 8 about the key features and functions of this IBM Information Archive. It's going to be very easy to use. You can basically drag and drop files into the Information Archive. The installation and implementation services is going to be very quick. It's going to be implemented by customer engineers. We have quick configuration wizards that can help the implementation and the customer managing the entire appliance. We can add storage without disruption to the operation. In terms of managing this appliance, we have a single, very simple to use graphical user interface to manage the entire solution. We are not talking about managing the hardware piece or the software piece, stuff like that. In a very simple way, you can manage the whole thing. Of course, if you want to use the command line interface, that is also available. In our first release, we are planning to launch and bring to the market the NFS support, HTTP GET, and SSIM, System Storage Archive Manager, our current API using in our DR550 product, all within the appliance. You don't need to add-on features in order to have all those interfaces. As you can see here, in future releases, we plan to support SIS, HTTP PUT, FTP, and others. Now, let's talk a little bit about scalability. This appliance will support up to billions of objects. We are introducing a new concept named collections that I will elaborate in a minute. In one single information archive appliance, you can have up to 3 collections. Each collection can support up to 1 billion objects. We are going to be scaling out in terms of storage capacity. You can start very small, like 8 terabytes of raw capacity, and you can go all the way up to 304 terabytes of raw capacity. And in case of ingest performance, we are meeting our internal target we put of ingestion of 23 documents per second, which is a good amount of information. And you can make the math, and you have a bunch of information that can be ingested at the same time with no performance issues. In terms of retention policies, we can accept those coming from external applications, or we can create them inside the appliance. We are supporting event-based retention, time-based retention, and also deletion holds. Moving on into the compliance and security. Each collection can be configured with different protection levels. Basic, in order to have a lot of flexibility, and all the way to maximum. Maximum is the maximum protection level you can have in your appliance. And I will elaborate in the next slide a little bit more about those concepts. And then we have this index and search feature that can help the customers to search for data and metadata. This is a feature we plan to bring to the market in our subsequent release. Let me now introduce the collection concept on page number 9. As you can see in the graph, we can have up to 3 collections in one single information archive appliance. You can have a combination of NAS or System Storage Archive Manager, SSIM. And then under NAS, you can have NFS interface in order to connect IA to an external ECM repository or any external application. The same thing for the SSIM via the internal API. You have 3 collections with 3 different protection modes, which is basic, intermediate, and maximum. Also, you can leverage the collections, for example, in order to allocate and store the data in one collection, for example, for financial data. Other collection can be for test data, and other can be maybe the basic collection in order to allow users to ingest data, retrieve data, delete data with no major restriction. As I mentioned, each collection can be set up and customized to support different protection levels. The other comment I will make on this chart is that we support tier management. You can store data on disk in the information archive appliance, but you can move this data all the way down to tape in order to have much better total cost of ownership. We have also a clustering information in case you have multiple ingest nodes inside the appliance. If one of the nodes goes down, the appliance will continue to work, and then you can recover that node later on, and then there is no problem. You can have the performance you want. And other comment here is that we are supporting replication via hardware, and in future releases, we are planning to support replication via software. Moving on into page number 10, a little bit more about information archive collections. Basically, one collection is a set of archive documents that are being managed under the same policy domain. We support two types of collections, NAS and SSIM. We are supporting up to three collections in release one. In future releases, we are planning to break this barrier in order to have more collections, much bigger collections in terms of size, and so on and so forth. In terms of retention policy, I already mentioned this, we support time-based or event-based and also deletion holds. We can automatically delete the data after expiration, or we can allow the customers to delete manually if that is the case after expiration. In terms of storage policy, we have this replication, we have tape storage tier, we have encryption in tape, data deduplication, very important feature, compression, and shredding in order to delete data after expiration in a way that you cannot recover, and that will be only available for the SSIM type of collection. Now, let me talk about the compliance policy. If you set up your collection as basic, you can delete data before they expire. You can shorten the expiration date. You can also increase the expiration date. As you can see here, it's very flexible. The intermediate level, you cannot delete data before expire, but you can shorten the expiration date in a way that can expire sooner, and then the data can be deleted. You can also increase the time expiration. In case of the maximum level, by the way, the maximum level is also and always set up for the SSIM in order to be compatible with the DR550 approach. You cannot delete data. You cannot shorten the expiration date, but you can certainly increase the expiration times. Now, moving on into page number 11, I will talk a little bit about the protection features that we have in this appliance. We have three levels of protection. Maximum is the one that we recommend for strict business needs, legal or regulatory retention needs. The other two are there for more flexibility for retention needs at the customer location. Encryption, we are securing the data on the fly coming from the TSM API client. We can accept data encrypted into the appliance. And of course, we are encrypting the data into tape. The duplication and compression, with those two features, we can really reduce the amount of data that you need to store in the appliance. Tamper protection feature, this is a patent-pending feature that will eliminate the root access for our customers in order to avoid any backdoor type of deletion of data. And finally, shredding. I already covered this topic about deleting data after expiration in a way that you cannot recover, and that feature is only available via SSIM collection. Then, next topic in page number 12 is going to be the ECM overview and applications, and I will turn over to Servando Varela. Servando?
Thank you, Manuel. In the next part of the presentation, what I'll cover is the ECM overview, its market, and some of its applications, particularly the applications that have to do with archiving. On chart number 13 is the Gartner Magic Quadrant for Enterprise Content Management. And here, the point here is that IBM Enterprise Content Management is the clear leader in this market. It has the largest market share, and it's an extremely robust portfolio. Next slide is slide number 14, and this one briefly explains what type of customers use enterprise content management. Typically, enterprise content management clients are very large clients. as you can tell from this chart, 23 of the top 25 banks use ECM for their business, and all 25 of the top insurers use ECM. And more than 80 of the Fortune 100 are using IBM ECM as well. Slide 15 talks about what types of applications are created or implemented with enterprise content management. Across the several industries, many applications are implemented for records management, customer service, network management, compliance, accounts payable, and so on. The number of applications that can be created with enterprise content management is very broad and very varied. And essentially, ECM helps our clients make better decisions faster. When we look at the overall market on slide number 16, we see that ECM projects have a budget of about $6.4 billion in 2009. What this means for storage is that we can sell more storage because content management projects often have a budget and need lots of storage. Also with ECM, we have an opportunity to sell advanced storage solutions such as the information archive that Manuel just covered, because content management projects are excellent candidates for virtualized storage, tiered storage, and protected storage. That's an overview of the overall market and some of the clients that use enterprise content management. Now what we'll talk about is some of the specifics about what enterprise content management is. And on slide 17, we have an overview of the overall ECM platform. At the top, we illustrate the pervasive and persuasive user interfaces that ECM provides. We have a broad set of capabilities when we create user interfaces to meet the varied and unique requirements of each of our clients. As you can tell, this enterprise content management platform is built to be agile and flexible so that customers can create enterprise search applications, portals, or composite applications that help meet their business needs. Part of the whole ECM platform is to be able to make our information compliant. And for that purpose, we have several applications for compliance services and also for content intelligence. And for that, we have discovery services to do content analytics on our data, on the data that is collected and placed under ECM control. Also, we have a strong interest in making our data active to leverage the content that is collected in enterprise content management to be able to make those decisions that are important and leverage that information to make the decisions. At the very bottom of the graphic, you can see that the basis to be able to make all this happen is our IBM repositories. And our IBM repositories leverage storage and storage appliances such as the information archive. So the information infrastructure that is created or that is required to build ECM applications is built on top of IBM repositories and storage. Slide number 18 has a description of the various ECM repositories that IBM has today. This is to give you an idea roughly of the capabilities of enterprise content management, not to make you an expert, but at least to give you a brief overview of these capabilities and how these content management repositories are used, the number of customers that we have, and also the other repositories in the market today and how we connect to them. The first repository is the IBM Content Manager. This is IBM Content Manager 8, as it's usually referred to. We have 2,600 customers on this repository, and it's a robust standalone repository that is very flexible. I can manage multiple types of customer applications. The second repository is the IBM Content Manager on Demand. This is a specialized type of repository for managing large images, documents, and report management. The Heritage FileNet Content Manager products are the last two on this page, FileNet Content Manager and FileNet Image Services. The FileNet Content Manager, sometimes referred to as FileNet P8, is a robust enterprise content repository as well, and it has also integrated applications and process management engines. The IBM FileNet Image Services repository is similar to Content Manager on Demand in that it scales. It's ultra scalable and manages image storage and retrieval. Many of these repositories leverage storage to be able to store the information that they collect. The other repositories at the bottom are such as SharePoint, Documentum, and OpenText, can be leveraged with IBM Content Manager through our federation capabilities, meaning that with IBM ECM, we realize that many of our customers have investments in other repositories or other technologies. And regardless of which repository our customer has, we don't advocate a rip and replace type of strategy because that doesn't work for all of our customers. And we want to protect our customers' investments in other technologies as well. So we deliver whatever services are necessary to be able to leverage information across the entire enterprise. Slide number 19 is a description of the same repositories and how they support storage. In this chart, you'll see FileNet P8, which is FileNet Content Manager, and down the list, the different other repositories. Today, we have support for the DR550, and when Information Archive comes out, we will have support for the Information Archive. So all these repositories will support the Information Archive when it's released. This is actually the testing status, and it's coming from our engineering departments and enterprise content management. You can see that all of them are testing with the Information Archive today. And this is one of the ways that we support the Smart Archive strategy that Manuel had introduced in the beginning when he started this presentation. With the Smart Archive strategy and our direction, we are making sure that IBM hardware and IBM software work together out of the gate so that we can present more compelling stories to our customers and our clients. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the specific applications, particularly the archiving applications that drive storage. And slide number 20 talks about InfoSphere Content Collector and archiving solutions. ECM has archiving solutions for email, for file systems, and Microsoft SharePoint. This is called Content Collector for email, and so on. With Content Collector, the strategy in ECM has been to collect various different types of content. We realize that our customers have problems managing not just email content that is growing exponentially, but also file system content, and not to mention Microsoft SharePoint content. But the Content Collector also has an open API so that our clients, if necessary, can build custom connectors to other sources and collect sources that we don't support out of the box. In that effect, the Content Collector handles more than just email because it can access, monitor, and identify multiple sources of information. And it does more than just archiving because it's part of the Enterprise Content Management repository, and we can filter the content as it comes in. We can transform it. Some of our customers have requirements to transform the content that is collected into a standard format, say PDF, for example. Then it's more than an isolated solution. Once it's part of the ECM platform, once it's inside one of the content management repositories, then all the applications on top of the content management repository can be leveraged or they can act upon that type of content. This is different from some of the traditional approaches to, for example, email archiving, where some of the vendors in the market will provide an email archiving application that is completely isolated from the rest of the information in the enterprise. This becomes important later on with some of the other applications. Slide number 21 talks about the IBM InfoSphere Enterprise Records. This used to be called IBM File and Records Manager, and it was rebranded last month to IBM InfoSphere Enterprise Records. This application provides many robust out-of-the-box capabilities for managing all types of records across the enterprise. And it integrates seamlessly with Content Collector so that content that is collected via Content Collector can be automatically declared as a record and managed in the Enterprise Content Management repository. It also carries a DoD certification. One of the most stringent certifications in the United States is the DoD 5015 certification. This product has been certified over and over. This particular certification is a two-year, it has to be renewed every 2 years. And this product has been renewed over and over since its inception, has been certified with the DoD standard, and is kept up to date with that particular standard. A key feature of this InfoSphere Enterprise Records is federation, in that it can federate records from other types of services. IBM repositories, such as CM8 and CM On Demand, but also third-party repositories, such as Documentum and OpenText, can be managed from the Enterprise Content Management server because this Enterprise Records application can declare and manage records that are in other repositories. Slide 22 is about the classification module, the IBM InfoSphere classification module. This particular product is very unique in that it can do full content context analysis of email and other types of content. It is able to help organizations manage their content as it's being collected by classifying it in the appropriate way. It is able to tell if an email, such as the example above, is talking about something serious that affects the enterprise, or something that is not so serious, such as the email on the left that is talking about a barbecue and somebody named Sue, and the email on the right is talking about an actual contract that has to do with the firm that might get sued over some financial matter. This is an automatic way of being able to classify the information based on the context of the content and not just simple metadata, as some other applications are able to do. For example, the simple applications for classification may be able to look at the to field and the subject field and be able to make a decision based on that. Say the email comes from Jane, always archive it or put it in this type of folder. This is more advanced in that it can actually look at the context of the email and the body of the email and decide if this is a serious matter that has to be a record, or if this is, you know, somebody went to the store and bought something and is sending an email about it and doesn't need to be kept. It's not a problem when you only have a small data set to manage, but our enterprise clients usually have hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of these documents that they need to go through, and they need an automated way to do this. This application also seamlessly integrates with the IBM Content Collector so that when the content is collected, it's automatically classified the right way. Next slide is slide number 23. We have found that one of the many drivers for collecting content and managing content is discovery and legal matters. In this respect, the IBM InfoSphere Discovery product has become very successful and drives many of the email archiving, file archiving, and SharePoint archiving projects. The eDiscovery Manager and eDiscovery Analyzer are the two flagship products from IBM that manage eDiscovery for unstructured content. eDiscovery Manager is a tool for authorized IT users to help respond to discovery requests from legal and create and manage cases. Search, assign, hold, preview, and export collected content, and is built on and integrated with the ECM platform with full auditability for chain of custody so that when you appear in court, you can show that you're compliant and that your information can be trusted. eDiscovery Analyzer is a tool for early case assessment and smart cooling for legal professionals and litigation support specialists. It provides a smart refinement of case collections to help dramatically reduce the discovery costs and provides advanced conceptual search and content analytics for rapid case insight. Both IBM eDiscovery tools are used to do unstructured text searches for a variety of file types, TIFF, PDF, email, news feeds, and other document types. The next two products I wanted to cover, even though they're not part of the ECM portfolio, the next two products are actually part of the Optum portfolio, which are Optum is part of information management, but not part of ECM. On chart 24, we see IBM Infosphere Discovery. This particular product is similar to the previous two products on Discovery, but this one acts on structured data, or data that comes from database applications. And the target user for Infosphere Discovery is a technical IT user. This application provides unique capabilities to automate the identification and definition of data relationships across complex, heterogeneous environments. And the process of discovery allows disparate data elements to be grouped into logical units of information or business objects such as a customer, patient, or invoice. And once that's accurately defined, these business objects provide the essential input into information-centric projects like data integration and master data management and data privacy and test data management and also archiving projects. The next chart, chart 25, covers the Optum portfolio a little bit more broadly. As you can tell from this chart, Optum has three main sets of products. Has products for Optum Data Privacy Solutions, Optum Test Data Management Solutions, and Optum Data Growth Archiving Solutions. The one of interest for this call is Optum Data Growth Archiving Solutions. With this application, our customers are able to improve the performance of their databases, control data growth and save storage, support archive, compliance and retention, and streamline upgrades. On the chart on the right, you can tell that Optum works across heterogeneous environments. They can support from the bottom up NAS, SAN, ATA, CAS, optical and tape, and multiple types of operating systems that may be using those, as well as multiple types of databases, whether it be Oracle, SQL, DB2, or DB2 ZOS, and multiple types of applications, such as Siebel, Oracle, PeopleSoft, JD Edwards. This is very similar to our Optum has a very similar approach that ECM has, and that we realize that our customers have investments in various types of technology, and we as IBM need to be able to help them manage that type of content. In passing, I'd like to also say that IBM Infosphere Content Collector supports and integrates with Optum in various ways. One of the ways is that the Content Collector can collect and process the content that Optum creates and manage it in an enterprise content management repository as well. The next slide is slide number 26. Slide number 26 has a little bit more technical detail on the way the Smart Archive is modular and yet integrated, and how it offers multiple choices, and it's cloud-ready. We'll spend a little bit of time on this chart. This is our last chart for this presentation. We can see that with Smart Archive, we offer our clients optimized and unified ingest, flexible and secure infrastructures, and integrated compliance, analytics, and e-discovery capabilities. Down the left side, we can see that some of our products are integrated software solutions. We have integrated software solution capabilities, integrated hardware capabilities, and then value-added services, and also partner solutions. With the whole Smart Archive approach, we offer our customers choices so that they're able to meet their own unique business needs with our technology. And they can feel assured that the technology works because it's all from IBM and it's all been tested to work together and designed to work together. One of the examples of how this integrates, or one of the examples how we complement each other, is, for example, in the deduplication capabilities that our software provides. Our software provides deduplication capabilities from ECM at a broader level, at the file level. Integrated hardware capabilities include deduplication as well, and deduplication at the block level, to ensure that our customers can optimize their storage capabilities to the maximum. We also realize that ECM is not the only type of application that can work or can leverage the information archive appliance, for example. Other applications may also leverage the information archive appliance and can take advantage of the duplication capabilities that come in the information archive. With all these capabilities, our clients can deploy industry-specific policy deployments, including inventory of obligations. And this also supports our reference architecture for developing applications that work in enterprise environments. This brings us to the end of our presentation. We're looking at this, at the summary now, which is chart number 28. We're talking about the IBM Smart Archive strategy and how our customers can use it to build end-to-end solutions that most of our competitors cannot match. Our new InfoSphere offerings deliver more functions and value to information-generating applications. A new information archive provides the storage repository that meets the industry's stringent compliance requirements. And if you combine them, you can create competitive solutions for our customers' problems across the industry spectrum. There's the end of the presentation. We've also included some links and some more information so that you have some reference information for if you want to look into any of these things further. On slide number 30, we have some ECM sites. The ECM sites on IBM, these are customer-facing. There's also ECM information on Extreme Leverage that has demos and collateral and other types of information. Inside IBM, we also have a FileNet storage connection that describes the ECM products and how they leverage the information archive, for example, and other storage devices. And you also have some links for information archive sites here on internal and external sites, as well as information archive sales kits and the IBM product page. Slide number 31 has more information on contacts for the information archive. And slide 32 has the contacts for enterprise content management. We're running a little bit ahead of schedule, and that's probably good because you might have lots of questions regarding this content that we just presented. And the enterprise content management content was to give you a brief overview, at least, of the different capabilities and archiving capabilities of enterprise content management. And now I'd like to turn it over to Sherry to see if we have any questions from the audience.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. One moment, please. To ask a question, press star 1. Steve Salt, your line is open.
Hi, thank you very much. I wonder if you could talk about the announcement date and the GA date for the IBM Information Archive solution. I know it was previewed and it's on the web, but I haven't seen a specific date yet.
Hi, thank you for the question. This is Manuel. The answer for that is that we are targeting first quarter 2010 and trying to pull this date into 2009, but currently it's a first quarter delivery.
To ask a question, press star 1. At this time, I have no questions.
Great. If we don't have any more questions, I'd like to thank everybody for their time, taking time to attend this call. If you have any further questions, there's contacts at the bottom. Manuel and myself are also available for questions if you have any that you'd like to send after the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much.